Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Tweed Museum of Art is celebrating a freshly curated show, Years in the Planning. Intersections invites the public to expand their understanding of what Native American art is, or rather, to discover the spectrum and vitality of Minnesota artists who are Native American. Bringing this show together was a collaborative project drawing from and adding to the collection of the Tweed Museum of Art to bring forward a generation of work from George Morrison, Carl Gobway, alongside the next generation of Frank Big Bear and Jim Demeny, and their young contemporaries like local artist Jonathan Thunder. Jonathan Thunder shares a large projection piece called Manifesto, which carries on ancient stories like the story of Mishubizu, Great Lynx, in his dreamscape animation. This is a must-see show for all ages. Well, the opening reception happens on Thursday, November 15th, and we are joined by Carissa White, curator of the Tweed Museum of Art, here to share more about this latest exhibition, Intersections. There is a new exhibit opening called Intersections.
Correct.
This is a focus on contemporary Native art, but also a look back at kind of the history in Minnesota, pulling from the Tweed Museum archives. The combination, old and new, what is happening in this exhibit?
Yeah, we were in consultation with artist Jim Denemy for several months and wanted to focus on local contemporary Native art. And so he wanted specifically to focus on Minnesota artists. We pulled strictly from the Tweed collection. We bought a couple of works based on, you know, Jim's advice. So we're the largest purchasing museum north of the Twin Cities. So we're like, this gave us an opportunity to buy more works. So we're excited. There are 45 works in Intersections, not including Jonathan Thunder's amazing installation, Manifesto, which is upstairs in the Tweed Balcony Gallery.
With this Minnesota focus, what a great collector the Tweed has been of Native American art from Minnesota artists.
It wasn't really a focus until maybe a decade or so ago. We acquired some works, George Morrison, Patrick Desjarlais, David Bradley's, based on a local collector, Dick and Dorothy Nelson, who donated over 400 mostly historical works, but also some contemporary Native art. So from then on, we used that as a foundation to build the contemporary Native art collection that we currently have.
And what a great reminder that there are so many really incredible artists who are Native American, who are working in Minnesota now. This all works in concert. Jonathan Thunder's work, Manifesto.
Yeah, we're happy to work with all of these artists. So it's an amazing era with contemporary Native art in this region. We're happy to have this exhibition finally. It's been in the works for a while since I came on board a couple years ago. So now that it's up, it's just breathtaking, and we're all very excited to showcase these artists and their artworks.
And then, of course, you'll be having an opening reception on Thursday, November 15th. And I'm guessing Jonathan Thunder will be in attendance.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about how his show has been, you know, put together.
I approached Jonathan about a year ago, and we wanted to do something in that particular display case, which is built specifically to house the Nelson, but also Native art. I had seen some of his animations, thought maybe just let him loose and let him see what he could do with the case. And that's what he came up with. And it's beautiful, and we're very excited. It's breathtaking. Everyone can see it. Everyone's come in. So we're just getting a lot of students, and they're very excited about it as well.
How long will this show be up?
This show will be up until August 18th of 2019. So it'll be up for quite some time. We just want people to know that the Tweed is a source where they can go to for local and regional Native art.
Carissa White, curator of the new exhibition Intersections at the UMD Tweed Museum of Art, celebrating with an opening along with Jonathan Thunder's Manifesto at the Tweed on Thursday, November 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.